the sound of drumbeat echoes through the streets of Oslo. It is a centuries-old tradition from the Middle East, symbolizing the Battle of Karbala. These Muslims try to tell the world what happened in Karbala on the day of Ashura, nearly 14 centuries ago.
Ashura is marked throughout Norway, all the way up to Tromsø in the Arctic. But the Ashura procession is held only in the capital Oslo. And it has become a yearly tradition. This year it's being held a few days after the Ashura, which marks the anniversary of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein and his companions in Karbala.
Imam Hussein was Prophet Muhammad's grandson. He stood against Yazid, to whom the caliphate was passed on by his father Muawiyah. Imam Hussein believed Yazid was a corrupt tyrant and unfit to lead the Muslim world. So he refused to pledge allegiance to Yazid. Consequently, he and 72 of his companions were massacred by Yazid's army of 30,000 soldiers. The slogans during the procession today focused on peace and rejection of extremists, who the participants believe do not represent Islam.
As a native Norwegian Muslim, I'm here today to mourn Imam Hussein and to show his image to the Norwegian people. I know that it's important to have focus on the history and to show people the history, because many people doesn't know what this day really is about.
The commemorations to mourn the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, his family and companions will continue for about 2 months. However, the Ashura procession is the biggest outdoor activity during the mourning season. Rayhan Nekvisan, Press TV, Oslo.